up next on American Restoration.
This is the Carl's Jr. sign, right?
From the 1970s. There was an earlier version of the star. We want to get one that goes back to that 60s image.
Yeah, I'm stumped. Holy.
I've been on the road for 2 weeks, and man, have I brought the mother of all loads.
It's very important for us to start selling.
I'm going to sleep for at least 2 days.
You're unloading this so we can start selling it today.
It's a Southwest gas pump.
It's just not unique enough for my shop, brother.
I might be walking away empty-handed.
Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions. His work's in progress. The things that drive him crazy. Projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story, and this is ours, American Restoration.
I'm the kind of guy that has all the confidence in the world, in my shop and in my guys. So when a project comes in that may seem impossible, I'm the first guy that says, bring it on.
Eric!
What the heck is that? Oh, my God. Hi, I'm Rick.
Andy.
Good to meet you, Andy. Let's let him pull this right here.
I'm here today to get a Carl's Jr. Happy Star sign restored. I'm the CEO of Carl's Jr., and we'd really like to pass it on to Carl Leo Karcher, our founder's son.
This is the Carl's Jr. sign, right?
The Happy Star face is really a caricature. It's supposed to look like Carl Karcher.
Right.
I don't remember Carl. Carl was our founder.
Yeah, that's very cool. What I really love about the restaurants now is when you walk in, you get to see heritage. You get to see the old pictures.
That's right.
You see Carl standing there. He's got his kid next to the old hot dog stand. There's a true beginning story. I remember going to Carl's Jr. with my dad when I was about 9 years old. We would go down to this Carl's Jr. on Harbor Boulevard. We drove in there, got a burger and some fries and a soda, and I was a happy kid.
This is a sign that's from the 70s.
Uh-huh.
There actually was an earlier version of the star that Carl used in the late 50s and in the 60s.
Right.
It's got freckles, he's got a soda in one hand, a burger in the other, and he's got shoes on. We want to get one that goes back to that 60s image.
You're wanting to take this one and make it look like this one?
Exactly.
On the back, it looks like it's missing sheet metal and it's missing this, right?
Yep, missing a lot.
Right, so this has to be back here too.
Correct.
I'm gonna have to make this piece on the back.
Turning back the clock on this sign is actually really tough. It means fabricating one-of-a-kind plastic pieces from scratch with only a picture to go on. And since plastics aren't in my wheelhouse, I'm gonna have to get creative on how I'm gonna get this thing done.
The burger, the cup, those are gonna be two big challenges. And then fix all the spots that are bad, sandblast it, go ahead and shoot it red.
It sounds like a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. I can't wait to get started.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
Thank you, Andy, very much. Thank you. Let's go in the office,
we'll
write up some paperwork, and make Happy happy again. Recently, I sent Ron out to the Midwest, and it's always a risk sending somebody that far with the gas prices nowadays because you can spend thousands of dollars and come back with nothing. Holy
wow. Shit. Oh, my God.
Look at that load. I've been on the road for 2 weeks. I'm finally back in the shop, and man, if I brought back the mother of all loads. That's right.
Wow.
What do you think?
Man, that's so much stuff.
I have about 20,000 bucks into this picking trip, but have I found some awesome items.
Like, what's it stacked on top of itself?
Yeah, dude, there's stuff laying down, there's stuff on top of stuff.
I haven't seen a load like that in years. Everything on there was stuff that we can use in the boneyard.
Check that out.
Wow! An airline?
Airline picnic.
My God.
Nice, huh?
That's in mint shape. This is so cool. It's got this little handle where it's actually sort of like luggage. You know, you could carry it on the plane. This is incredible. What else?
A lot of pumps.
Right. Cool pumps, though.
Cool pumps. Never seen one of these.
No, never.
It's a Southwest.
They're really, really hard to find. And they're a pretty cool looking pump. I mean, this aluminum trim on here, that's nice. That thing is going to be just sick.
Yeah. You got to give it to me, dude. I mean, when was the last time? Full truck, full trailer.
You did great. You know, you found so much stuff. I'm a little worried right now that we've spent thousands and thousands of dollars. It's very important for us to start selling right now. I need my money back.
I just pulled in. I'm going to sleep for at least 2 days.
No, you're not. You're unloading this so we can start selling it today. Because right now, we're in the negative. You need to make enough sales.
I'll tell you what. Since I have to unload all this and freaking sell it, I want you to wait on me. I want you to cook me dinner. I want some barbecue. I want some steak, some chicken. I want to see you sweating over the grill like I'm going to be sweating pulling this off.
Ron always wants some kind of an incentive. I mean, that's fine. I'll make it happen if that's going to make him sell some. You do make that happen, I'll go ahead and be your chef for the day.
All right.
It did.
Tyler and Kyle tore down the Carl's Jr. sign so we can start the bodywork and start making the Happy Star face in the style of the 60s sign. Now I need to see if Ted can fabricate the other missing elements.
I need you to make me two boots here and here, and then we need the hamburger on the top and the drink out of scratch.
Why can't you ever bring me anything easy?
If we had an original piece or a mold, that would be one thing. But all we have is a photograph to work from, so there's going to be a lot of figuring out to get the size, shape, and color of the hamburger boots and drink cup just right.
From what I can see, the hardest part is just going to be getting it right. I mean, it's got to look right.
I agree. So where are you going to start?
We'll measure the star. We'll get the best idea that we can, how big they are, work up some sketches.
Yeah.
Take a chunk of foam. And your chisel, you start carving.
I always figure that Ted can make anything out of anything. But without a mold or a model to work from, this is going to be a lot of trial and error.
It's a Southwest gas pump. If I can make a sale, my brother is going to owe me dinner. You could have some shelves in here.
You could put a safe in there.
All I hear is blah, 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 talking out the side of their neck. I'm just really not interested in that.
Shut down.
I spent just over $20,000 on a huge two-week picking spree, and I came back with some awesome finds. The only thanks I got from Rick was, go out and sell. I want my money back. So I'm grabbing Tyler, and we're going to try to break even by selling some of this stuff to local businesses. One good point about actually going to the people's business is you can see the whole motif, and then you can incorporate that. The first item I'm going to try to sell is a U-Selected candy machine from the 50s. And what better place to hit up than a candy store?
Oh, oh my God.
I think you get a cavity just by walking in this place.
Hi, welcome to Rocket Fizz.
I'm Ron.
Hi, Ron.
This is Tyler.
Hi, Tyler.
Can we take a look around?
Absolutely.
Oh my heavens, this place is incredible. I'm a candy junkie, and this has something for everybody. Check this out. Valamilk. You ever heard of that?
No. Sounds old.
Creamy, flowing marshmallow in two milk chocolate cups.
That sounds good.
That sounds really good. It's got milk in it, too, so it's kind of healthy.
I'm sure it's fat-free.
My God.
What? Oh. Idaho Spud?
Idaho Spud. I haven't had one in probably 10 years. We may spend more money than we make in here. So this is perfect for a candy machine. All right, Sherry, outstanding store. We brought a candy machine with us. Is it okay if we bring it in and show it to you and talk about it?
Absolutely. You can bring it in right over here.
Okay.
Cool. Awesome.
All right.
Let's get it.
Let's get it going. Now, this candy machine's pretty awesome because it's thin, it doesn't take up a lot of space, and it can hold a lot of different varieties of candy. It's a U-Selected candy machine out of the 50s. It actually came with the original base, which is very hard to find. We can take it and restore it back to either really the original style, or we do a lot of custom stuff also. We can do logos on the side of it for you. You can be any color, too.
I think it'd be cool if you painted the machine up to look like a rocket.
Something like that would be awesome, yeah. How much would something like this cost to restore?
To take this and completely restore it, inside and out, powder coating, all the chroming, you're looking at $7,700. Take them back to actually better than it was in the day.
And that's delivered?
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely deliver it back to this place.
Let's do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Right on. Very cool, Sherry. Awesome.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. You won't be disappointed. You'll love this. I'm stoked. I just hope they're all this easy.
We recently got in this Carl's Jr. Happy Star sign, and I've been a little worried about how we're going to recreate the plastics on the face.
Hey, Rick.
But after a ton of research, I found Darren, a local sign specialist. When I talked to him on the phone, he seemed pretty confident that he can help me out.
The reason why I'm here is that I'm hoping that you can do something with the plastic. The plastic on the older sign had sort of a ridge running in here.
A crease?
It had a crease right in here. It was lower, so you're going to have to make a mold.
We're going to make a mold from scratch. We'll take this off. We'll trace it down, do a computer line drawing with it, and then take that and put it in our vacuum form molder and pull a mold for it.
I'm so happy that I found Darren to help me out with this. His place is amazing. He's got all the equipment to make this thing just right. First things first, they have to take the old drawing and dimensions of the 70 star we have now and put it into a state-of-the-art computer program to give it a facelift to make it look like it did back in the 60s. They'll take the 3D model that the program spits out and create a real-life mold out of wood. And once that's sanded down, it's onto the oven. Along with the freshly made mold, a giant piece of polycarbonate plastic is also placed in this incredibly oversized oven. It heats the plastic up to 386 degrees, melting it just enough to form over the mold. Hopefully, when all's said and done, we'll transport the star back in time, just like the customer wanted.
You got this under control?
Yes, I got this. Tyler and I are continuing to pedal the items that I got on the road. I need to get Rick in the black on this, and this pedal car could put me on the right track.
This place is awesome. I don't think there's a pedal car she doesn't have.
Hopefully this one. Here she is.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Is that what you called about?
Yeah.
Champion Dipside?
Yeah. What drew me to it was it's pretty dang complete. All four hubcaps are there.
It's straight.
They're straight. There's nothing really rusted through. They do have the steering wheel and the windshield. The only thing I didn't know about, is there a hood emblem?
You can get the hood ornament.
Okay.
Or it was a popular little unit after the war. Murray came out with the Champion in the late 40s.
I know people come here to get pedal cars. I mean, this is a big place for that. So I really think, no matter what, if we restored it for you, I think somebody's going to come in and love it and buy it and take it home.
What are you estimating that would cost?
I mean, looking better than new, it's going to be
$4,500. That's just not going to work for me. The problem with being real popular is there's a lot of them out there. A lot of models after the war were mass produced. That's what Murray did, was gotcha. Mass production. You're not going to get the money you are for a pre-war pedal car, and I focus my restoration dollars on pre-war. Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
And, you're welcome.
It's always a pleasure seeing your
Thanks
shop.
For coming
this
out.
Amazes me.
You ready?
Yeah.
On we go.
Normally, I wouldn't get upset about not making a sale, but what's on the line? My brother cooking me dinner. So this next sale, I'm gonna pull out all the stops.
The Carl's Jr. sign framing was banged up and severely worn from sitting outside for over 40 years. Now that it's blasted, we're smoothing out the dents and welding up the holes to make it look new again. Ted is carving out the hamburger, drink, and boots so that it'll date the Carl's Jr. sign back to the early 60s. It's a lot of hard work and research, but in the end, it's gonna look great and be one of a kind.
Holy snowballs. You're like carving out a piece of ice.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly like it was.
But yeah, this is expanded polystyrene. It's the same thing that coffee cups and ice chests are made out of.
Right.
Although this is twice as dense. And what that does is it allows you to carve a little bit more detail without it just literally just crumbling in your hands.
Right.
It's a little brittle now, but once it gets a coating on there, it's bulletproof.
Oh,
it'll last forever.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And that stuff we just spray on?
Just spray it on. It'll be nice and smooth, ready to paint.
You got to do this boot, and you got to do another boot that matches.
Just like it.
And you got to do the burger and the drink.
Yeah, the hamburger's going to be
Yeah. A couple
and
colors,
it's
too.
Big, too.
Yeah, and it's big, right. I imagine it's about this big, right?
It's every bit of that.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go in and check on the metalwork and make sure we're ready to paint on that frame, because we got to get this thing done as soon as possible. Thanks, Ted.
You're welcome.
This has got to be it.
This is your next great lead?
I mean, come on, dude. Tyler and I have had one sale and one no sale in our attempt to break even on the items I bought on my $20,000 pick. If I can make big enough of a sale to my contact Fred at this custom motorcycle shop, my brother's gonna owe me a home-cooked barbecue dinner.
Hey, I'm looking for Fred.
Hey, that's me. How you doing?
I'm Ron.
Ron, nice to meet you.
Tyler,
nice to meet you. McNasty Cycles is one of the most different bike shops in Las Vegas because we deal with real bikers. And we don't take no bull from nobody, and we don't give no bull to anybody.
I spoke to you on the phone about a gas pump that we'd like to restore for you and sell to you for your shop. You got some time?
Yeah, I got a little bit of time. Right. Let's do it. Ron said he had something for me to look at. He better make it fast and better make it worth my while.
It's a Southwest gas pump made from 1938 to about 42. This is a very unusual and rare pump. It's real, real Art Deco-ish.
What are you going to do with it?
Well, that really would be up to you.
I am limited on space, so if it's got to be a unique piece.
You could have it to where you open it up, and you could have some shelves in here for memorabilia, for parts.
I'm just really not interested in that. When they were telling me they're going to put shelves in a gas pump, I'm like, what do I need another freaking bookcase for?
You could put a safe in there or a small fridge. Or, I mean, anything you wanted to do with it, we can make that happen.
Right now, all I hear is yada, 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 blah, 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 talking out the side of their neck. It's just not unique enough for my shop, brother.
Shut down.
I'm getting a little bit worried. I might be walking away empty-handed. There's got to be a way to entice Fred to buy this gas pump. I think Tyler had a gem of an idea when he suggested cutting a fridge into it.
If I'm gonna spend money, you gotta come up with something good.
How about if we make this, a light bulb just went off in my head. Let's turn it into a kegerator.
What is that, brother?
Serves beer. Serves beer.
Yeah, that sounds pretty wild, man. When I first heard kegerator, it kind of sparked the interest. Anything that can give me cold beer and a hot babe, I'm good with.
Your keg will come up to about here. Your tap handle, we can probably have something custom made. We can have a bike made.
Skull.
Something. Yeah, okay. Skull. This up here, you get a globe. You can put your bike shop's name up on top, and it lights up. Then through here, is the, you got stepped. You can just tri-color this thing.
Red, white, and blue would get cool as hell, you know? Man, these guys are lucky they came up with the kegerator idea because I was ready to throw them the frick out of here. I'm pretty interested in that. If you can make that happen, we might have a deal. All depends on price, brother.
Okay, price-wise, complete, done, kegerator slash gas pump slash badass is going to be $13,000.
13 Gs.
Mm-hmm.
13 Gs is a lot of money, man. When they said $13,000, I was thinking, are they going to hold me when they're done? This better be one badass freaking kegerator.
This is gonna be a custom job for you, absolute one-of-a-kind thing. The pump itself, being as rare as it is, it's about a $9,000 pump.
You know what? Let's do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah! You are gonna absolutely love it. Nice, 13K sale, baby. That puts me in the black for my big picking trip and puts my brother in an apron cooking me barbecue dinner. Booyah, baby!
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
There's some people here for you.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Rick, how are you, buddy?
Good seeing you.
Good to see you.
You too.
I'd like you to meet Carl Karcher. He's the son of our founder, Carl Karcher, and he's also a franchisee of Carl's Jr. in his own right.
Wow.
And he has no idea why I brought him here.
Oh, total surprise, huh?
Pleasure meeting you, Rick.
Yeah, you bet. Let's go back here.
I'm here today at Rick's to see the Carl's Jr. Happy Star sign that Rick has restored for us. This was a tough job, and Carl will know whether or not this looks like the sign from the 50s and the 60s, the original Happy Star sign.
I'm going to open the gate, and then I'm going to reveal it to you. Okay?
Looking forward to it.
All right. One, two, three.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
That's just incredible.
Happy Star.
Well, that's just incredible.
You got the drink, the hamburger.
So is this a surprise?
I am surprised. This is beautiful. I was not expecting to walk in there and see Happy Star. I couldn't be happier.
Andy came in and he wanted to surprise you with a gift of this old Happy Star. He brought in a version that was more in the 70s. So about the only thing we started with was just the exterior.
The booties weren't on it. The shake wasn't on. The burger. Really, totally redone the plastic.
Right.
Yeah, that's incredible. Well,
when I first saw that star, I was just amazed.
And then seeing Carl's reaction was even more fun than seeing the sign.
I had no clue how to do this. this big right off the bat. So we ended up calling actually a big sign company. They take these big pieces of plexiglass and the mold goes up and the vacuum comes down. Boop, next thing you know, you got this frame, but it's clear. Then after that, they do all this art on the back half of this and then they shoot the yellow all on the inside of it. In the meantime, Ted looks at this picture and he goes, you gotta be kidding me. He took the big chunk of styrofoam that's really dense and he just went to town and started carving on it. He had it on a lathe, he moves it around. He actually went out and got a Carl's Jr. burger and had it sitting there so he could figure out exactly how far the meat came out, what color the bun was gonna be. It was all done in the hard neoprene shell that they put on it, and then he hand paints it.
Rick was able to bring that star back to life. Nobody can tell that from the original. It'd be impossible. My recollection of having a Happy Star on top of our sign would be number 28 in Fullerton. We opened that in 1968.
Right.
And that's the first one I recall where we had the large star with the cup and the drink on the top. Before that, it was just a image that was on a flat plastic piece. This is really awesome. In fact, we might want to bring this back. It looks good to me. Thank you for doing such a great job with that.
You bet.
Brought Happy back to life. Thank you.
It's awesome. Let's go inside the office.
Thank you, buddy. Let's do it. My dad would think that this star was a great image of the original Happy Star from back in that time period, and he would be ecstatic over it.
I'm starving, brother. What's on the menu?
Burgers and hot dogs.
That's not gourmet. Where's the steaks and stuff?
You know, you should be grateful that you're getting anything at all.
I'm grateful I don't have to wear that ridiculous apron.
Burgers? Count me in for one of those.
This is not your deal, it's his deal. Bet with him, not you.
I helped him sell as much stuff.
Well, he talked you into that, not me.
Whatever, get over here, dude. And make sure my napkin's in my lap, too, please. This is that kind of joint.
Ketchup?
Just a dollop, please. Whoa. Can I see your manager?
I am your manager.
Don't make this weird.
Oh. Next time, you won't make me a bet to have a gourmet meal. You'll just do your job.
Ron, you got something on your face.